Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. Show some love or be living under the logo. That's right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need that. Fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let's go to Highland, jack against the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on, you know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. Can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? Huh? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Me. Let them have it, the click clacking, I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. The hottest nigga on the grind. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line. Yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time. Yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. Uh-huh. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Uh-huh. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. Okay. You're a mommy and cake, evidently you're sweet. Sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black go, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top. Here we go, boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Yeah, this is Kiko. You're listening to Roll on the Radio's VOE for the pages of the airways. We're popping as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl's name. Let's get this show started with a great topic. And the first one we're going to start off, for my New Jack City fans, there is a play coming out called New Jack City. Yes. Based on the movie, there is a play coming out, New Jack City, based on a movie featuring Alan Payne, it's featuring Big Daddy Payne, it's featuring Flex Alexander, and one more, Tretch. So if you remember the movie, you know, Alan Payne's part was he might be reprising his G Money role because he damn be Nino. That don't make sense to me to play Nino. Don't make sense. So he's probably reprising his G Money role. So I got a little bit about it. Cause Tony, you know, reacted to finding out about it's that watch me if he asked me New Jack City stage play. The cast was a cool Alexander, Big Daddy Kane, and Alan Payne, who starred in the original film in 1981. It says film producer Darius Johnson is bringing the Nino Brown Story on tour at Page Faith as tapped one-on-one alum Fred Alexander, House of Power, Alan Payne, Big Daddy Kane, and Noe Mitchell member as the leads. New Jack was released in 1991 with also starring in the film alongside his nice Ice-T and Chris Brown, which followed the rise and fall of Walter Kingpin and the Brown. Social media had an opinion of the cult from turning into stage fan and there nothing short of hilarious. Fam, what? here's some of the responses. The fact that Alan Payne played G Money and New Jack stage play is low key. The New Jack stage play will probably be entertaining. I would watch. They put stage online anyway. I miss when you could the DVD. Johnson also responsible for Stella Dorf as a stage cast, which starred DeBrad. Tyler Pratt, LaToya, and Demetria in the original casting. This for the New York City play are available now with production kicking off in Philadelphia on November 4th, 20 through February 26th, ending in St. Louis. Now, would I pay to go see this? I pay to go see New Jack City. Okay, now, they had the original cast movie in the stage play, I would. It starts off in Philly. So I'm going to wait until the people in Philly see how good or bad it is to make a decision about to go see it. Because there's certain, like when they make classic films, and it's like, this classic film should not be a remake. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this thing, A Star Is Born, was originally made, I think the original was made with Barbra Streisand and Elvis. I remember I watched the movie and they said Barbra Streisand and Elvis were gonna star in A Star Is Born. I don't know if that was a remake of the original. That was the original. I don't know which version is the original. But that's when I watched that Elvis movie, it said. And then we cut to modern times. A Star Is Born done with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper as the lead, right? And it's like certain movies, certain TV shows that do not need to be remade, rebooted, or whatever because they're classic. And you're going to have to keep comparing the classic to rebooted show, going to do a reunion show. And, you know, like Marvel did, where they go back and reminisce over all shows of Martin. Yes. That's fine. You want to do that. Do a reunion show. But don't reboot it. Oh, like TV show or movie. It may not be good. It's like, damn. Just keep watching the classic. If that's the case, I'm keeping classic. But if you are interested in watching New Jack City stage play, it starts early on November 4th and then it ends in St. Louis, Missouri. I don't see, it doesn't say whose role. So, you got Alan, you know he was G-Money in the movie, so he got to stick with G-Money. He can't be no other character but G-Money because he was G-Money in the movie. I think Alexander's character, I think he is Chris's character. He's calling him Pookie. I think he's surprising Chris's role as Pookie. I think Big Daddy Kane is the role in Nemo. And I think Tretch is playing the role. Tretch could be playing the role of Ice-T's role as the... But I'm sure somebody... I'm sure he recorded so that we can see it. Yep. So if you want to see, you know, when it comes to a city near you, New Jack City stays way. Now this stays way, you know, when it hit New York on off Broadway, down Broadway, off Broadway. People are going to support it, but people are going to support it. That's the movie you want to see. If the play doesn't do justice, we're gonna keep moving on. With real good news, there's Janet and Issa Rae Wilson at Harlem's Fashion Rose Star Award, and this is coming from Essence Magazine. It says last night on the evening of September 6th, Harlem's Fashion hosted its annual Style and Awards. This year marks a milestone for Brandis Daniel, founder of HFR, as the organization celebrated 15 years since its inception. The kickoff of New York Fashion Week, 15th anniversary fashion show, and Style Awards was hosted at the General Grant National Memorial in Harlem with the support of LVH, who acted as the top sponsor of the event. The celebratory evening began with red carpet appearances from notable guests, including Bevy Smith, Gamble, and Ty Hunter. A warm welcome delivered by Daniel. HFR hosted a runway show for guests to view the latest collections from John Madden, Clarence Williams, Nicole, Benny. During the main stage, HFR also announced this year's award recipients. In previous years, HFR has honored Ciara, Mickey Taylor, Laura Roach, and LeBron James. This year, HFR presented a special edition for the award. A new award created in partnership with LVMH, the I've looked forward. Sergio Hudson was recognized as Designer of the Year. Robin Givahan received the Editor of the Year Award, and Cindy was named Stylist of the Year, and Janet received this year's Icon of the Year Award. The inaugural Virgil Abloh Award. HFR and LVMH welcome Shannon Abloh to announce today as the first recipient of the new award. It is a true to be even seen in line with his mission, Ray Essence United. Essence Girls United. I know the cut was way too soon. He has so much more so to get that encouragement and that validation meant a lot. After an eventful ceremony, guests made to the official opportunity at the Jazz at Lincoln Center for an even more exciting evening. The guests in attendance include Mia Hilton, April Walker, Janet Jackson, and many more. Attendees celebrated the role of Black excellence and dance the night of by music for RC legend Cam Wine. I had discovered more images from Harlem. I'll show you the other people that are there. Daniel, Dapper Dan, Ade Samuel, Sergio Hudson, from Lamar, pleasure to Ethan and Janet and all the other recipients receiving the award at the HR. That's the first time I've ever heard about that. So, but congratulations to them. So, today in hip hop, we met Mary at the 8:26. So they remember Mac Miller. You know, here's some good news. It says former President Barack Obama, former First President Obama, official White House portraits were unveiled on a motion ceremony at the White House on Wednesday, being their first visit to the building since they left in 2017 and the return of a wide tradition last celebrated 10 years ago. The history and portraits of the Obamas stand in contrast to those of other U.S. presidents and spouses hung on house walls depicting the first president, first lady, the perspectives of count. The perspective of contemporary artists working outside of many traditional political portraiture. President Obama's image was painted by Robert McCurry, and Michelle's portrait was painted by Sharon Sprague. McCurry told the White House Historical Association in an interview that the process was on working off of a photograph of the former president. The photorealistic image of the former president dressed in a black suit with a gray tie as against a maroon white backdrop. Signature of McCurdy's artwork, McCurdy says his paintings take a year to complete. A year to complete? He does great work. He does great work, but if it takes you a year, maybe no, wait a year. I don't know if I want to commission you for some work and wait a year. I don't know. So, my first lady poster was painted by Scott as contemporary realism. The image depicts Michelle Obama, who just seated on a sofa in the residence of the White. The artwork was painted on photographs in different locations on the Washington State floor. Now, they're beautiful paintings. They're both paintings, but homeboy said a year finish. I get it. Some people are perfectionists when it comes to their work. They want to make sure it's. And I get that. You want to make sure it's right. I get that. So it finally got transferred to McMichaels and Roddy. They got transferred, but I don't care. The BET Awards is coming up soon. It's coming next month in October. So it says Hip Hop Awards 2022 Best All Female Posse Cuts. We're just a few weeks away from the biggest celebration in hip hop music and culture. Oh, so it's in September, not October. It usually happens in October, like in the middle of October. Like, So it says here, since contrary to my belief in social media guidelines, it wasn't really a group of highly talented female MCs to show up and show up the Night Ladies Night Remix featuring legendary Robbie Elliott and Lisa Left and Surprise for popular personality Angie Martinez. As we gear up for the 2023 Hip Hop Awards, the only place to celebrate hip hop, the culture and the icon that redefine it, and you check out our list of the best all-female hip-hop cuts. Lil' Kim, Not Tonight. The song was originally former CEO slash president of Undies Records Fred's idea. Kim revealed in an interview with Lex, he always loved his night thing. He had this idea. He thought we should have Angie Martinez on because she was ruling here at the time. And she wanted to rap, she said. We love the whole idea of ladies' empowerment. I just want my favorite artists on it. TLC, Missy, The Rock, that song landed us MTV nominations and Grammy nominations, so we did something right. Ladies, I want to be a remix from Queen Latifah, MC Light, Yo-Yo. It says, the vocal Bobby bring step back to her sister's rap takeover remix for 1994 smash, I Wanna Be Down. Female rap pioneers MC Light, Yo-Yo, and Queen Latifah deliver a forgettable that champion sisterhood and women's empowerment. Luda, My Chick, Barrier, featuring Diamond, Trina, and Eve. Rapper Luda gathering some of the hottest female MCs in the boy, we missed the smash my dad. Well, initial release rap icon Minaj, Luna double back for an all female remix of Crime, Miami icon Trina, and First Lady of Rap Rider Eve. Total Normals, Puff Daddy, Young Jokers remix featuring Lil Kim on the Brat. That one. With the original single featuring So-So signing the Brat, R&B singer called upon two more creators, Lil Kim and Foxy Brown, for the ultimate all-female New York posse cut. Yeah, like I said, it's in October. Oh, beginning. They did on early. The Hip Hop Awards is coming October 4th. PM. So it's coming out early. They usually do the team when they do it in the team. It says Uncle Steve and the crew, Tiffany and Eric OnlyFans and Bentley Cows. It's comedian Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears accused of child sexual abuse in a lawsuit filed last week. Sue filed by unnamed accused Haddish and Spears of holding them to perform and acts of a sexual for comedy sketches back in 2013. 14. Tiffany's lawyers called the ordeal to break down last week, and Tiffany remained silent until Monday. She issued a statement on Instagram. I know people have a bunch of questions. I get it. I'm right there with you. Unfortunately, there's an ongoing legal case. There's better that I can say now. But clearly, while the sketch was intended to be comedic, it wasn't. And I deeply regret having agreed to act in it. I really look forward to being able to share a lot more about the situation as soon as I can. In light of this is unbelievable. It has been reported that Blaz China made a whopping female promo in 21 on her OnlyFans. This makes Bob Chan the highest paid person on the site. OnlyFans was created as a way for celebrities and independent creators to bring additional income. Of course, it's the raising pictures and videos that bring in the most money. So we've heard our girl B is only earning $9.3 million a month. He little has been having crazy numbers and tweeted that in fact kind of made money. Hopefully it fools people don't live in reality anymore. So Carla, you're starting OnlyFans page so we could make at least $500K a month. There's and bowling news, the Bentley residences in Miami are under construction. The company building will be on the tallest residential beachfront in Miami. Yet, the building will have a state-of-the-art car elevator system that allows residents to drive their vehicles directly to their homes. The elevators will be equipped with hydraulic system and a turning platform to spin the vehicle around and direct the car to an available parking spot within the personal garage. Each will come with up to a 1,552 square foot garage on the same floor as the condo. It is designed after the iconic Bentley Continental. Now, you know, they did not build those condos for regular people like you and me. They build it for people that can afford. That is the only thing about it. You got your apartment, your condo here, and then you got your garage next to your car garage next to your condo. Because I seen it. I was watching a home improvement show. Or, not a home improvement show. What is it? When they show you that, I think it was $1 million that comes on Bravo. In one of the places they're renting. But trying to sell, not rent, but trying to sell. And that type of garage. I'm like, that's dope, but when you think about it, like, that's dope, but nobody can afford that. Now, let's just say the person who purchases that, right? They live in there for a while. They lose their job or not making as much. It was, and they can't stay there. You know how that is for a person who's in high status to drop to a low status where they live in that they can't afford to live there. For those who make a decent amount, if you can save up, and this is what I'm saying, save up enough money that will cover the rent. I was save up enough money to cover your rent for you so that you don't have to worry about, rent. Or, because I know people checking accounts, and their checking account is used to pay their rent and the bills. I would get an account just for rent purposes, just for rent. So whenever, so if your rent, let's say, is $650 a month, let's say it's $50 a month, right? You say, okay, it comes to some money. You say $650 that's a month, $650 a month. You keep counting, and you put all that money in the account. Let's say, I'm just using this as an example, because ain't no, there's no way you're going to get it. But I'm just using that example. Let's say you get your tax back, and your tax, an amount you get back is enough to pay 2 months rent. Take that check, open up a bank account, right? Right, like I said, it's enough to cover 2 months rent. You let that money sit in there for interest. And now, like, you can use that account for, like, oh, shoot. I don't think I'm going to have enough this month. Oh, but I got my bank account where I got enough in there to cover this month's rent. Month's rent out so I could cover this month's rent, and you still have month's rent in it, and it's covering interest. Remember that. Sorry about the background. But just think, right? That's covering, so it's collecting interest, and depending on how much you have in there, you'll get a high interest rate. You don't have a lot low, you're only going to get a low interest, so you're really not going to get enough interest out of it. But just think. Use that account just for those. I mean, your rent, right? And you keep putting, you figure, okay, month's rent is paid for. So I'm going to take this money that I will use, you know, bills and stuff, my bills pay for the month. I'm going to put that in the account that I use just for rent. And put it in there, put it in there, collect interest just in case something happens. We ain't going to work. At least you may not account there to cover the rent. If you have to miss a month, that covers the rent. Yep. This is a good story. Now I'm going to share with y'all. Middle school teacher turned self-made millionaire, helping black authors become six-figure storytellers. Says Jeanette. Jasmine Warnock, an Atlanta mom and middle school teacher, has earned over $1 million on his platform. Single platform by coaching and selling books. So, by constant creation tech company Kajabi, she's now holding in-person centers to show others how to do the same, so that they can share their experiences as self-authors. Jasmine admits her success was met with some obstacles she had to overcome in her personal professional life. And even though she loved her teaching career, she desired a switch because she was overwhelmed and burned out. After writing her first book, she learned to navigate and market with platforms, and made 5,000 pre-sales alone. This led her to her own online workshop, offer business and coaching services, and earn $125,000 a year. I went full-time into entrepreneurship, and one day I clicked into my Kajabi portal and saw in that hour alone that I had crossed $1 million mark. Recall what generated nearly $1.5 million writing, speaking, and teaching in other online spaces. It started out as me wanting to spend time with my husband, children, instead of being burned out from work. Now, I feel as if I'm breaking the whole shift mindsets and faith and helping people become the best versions of themselves while sharing their stories. Hey, good for you, girl. That is good, girl. Okay, let's see. Says, as an executive writing consultant, you might know that she doesn't work with everyone. This is the reason she launched her. Alrighty. Okay. Okay, let me go. Okay, here we go. This is the reason she launched her free Make an Impact group on Facebook. And her paid Author Made Easy Bootcamp. In October, she also challenges authors in person during her 3-day retreat for aspiring and published authors, speakers, and professional development coaches who are ready to lay the foundation to write a best. Okay. Good for her, what she's doing, you know. Because, you know, there's people who love to write, but probably thinking, I can't be an author. But if you a person who loves to write, you never know. You might be one of the best authors out there. You never know. Just from speaking and helping other people, she crossed the $1 million threshold. You go, girl. Okay, let's share this story. So you know who Jean Torres is? We all know she used to be married to Lawrence Fishburne. Says actress Gina Torres explains why she felt trapped being a Latina woman in African American roles. The actress says she used a Jedi mantra to overcome the challenges as a person of color in Hollywood. Afro-Latina actress is opening up about her struggles and how she often felt pigeonholed when it came to the kind of role she was offered. The Bronx native, who is the daughter of Cuban parents, that as an actress she felt like she had no place in the Hollywood world, in a conversation with suggest. There was no place for me as a Latina and then as a Black woman. I didn't identify as a Black woman because, for me, it was cultural. Because, of course, I am a Black woman, I'm also Cuban, she shared. When you're here in the United States and they ask you to be in a box and you don't fit into the box culturally, it was different. It was one that I identify with, but to work to survive it was something that I had to learn. A graduate from the LaGuardia High School of Music and Performance made her first on-screen debut in do in the episode of Unnatural Pursuit. She was also, she has all the titles and for One Star, Law and Order, Suits, Bone, Riverdale. For Tora, she practices what she explains as a Jedi mind trip to fit into the industry when it just roles as a woman. To then learn to be whatever Black was, then feel like I was alienating the other part of myself that left myself. She says, to keep myself does being sad all of the time about not being able to fully express the entire myself. The 53-year-old co-star of Netflix film, romantic comedy, The Perfect Fine, alongside Gabrielle Union and Keith Powers. I understand where she's coming from. Because when you look at Gina Torres, you think she's Black. She's actually Cuban. And you think, right? Her last name, yeah, will let you know she's of Latin descent. But Torres could be her married last name. You understand what I'm saying? Her real name. But, you know, I see it could be, oh, she's married, that's her husband's name. She's her last name. Not that she's really Cuban descent. She has more African American than you do Cuban. Now, if you they were like when you go for instead of speaking English, even though you know English is your language, but if you go role, if you know Spanish, I think you should speak Spanish. Let them know that you're a Latina and not African American, because they are, you know, how to put out these roles and say, oh, we're looking for an African woman between this age. And it's like, damn, I can do the character, but the issue is I'm not the age they're looking for. And that's another thing. Yep, that's another thing. Is you're not the age they're looking for. You can do the right, but you're just the age they're looking for. There's some, I've read stories where actors and actresses went out for movie roles and even though the role called for, let's say, the role called for a white guy. And they do the audition, even though it calls for a white guy, they do the audition and kill it. And it's like, that's not who said it, but they say audition. And the character was supposed to be a white guy, and they went in and killed the audition. And the casting people loved it so much. They killed him. So instead of the character being white, they had a character black. That's dope. That you got good to get cast to the change the character from being Black. Dope. For real, that's dope. Let's see how much time we got left. But I feel like I'm about to fall asleep. Let me talk about. So Chadwick Boseman's uncomplicated by the office and sent it to South Carolina Hospital. As murder, trial reveals Speedy Posh Andre Montgomery fears his own days before his death. Let's see. It says, the notorious St. Louis murder for high trial of James Tim Norman is in session at the Eagle Federal Courthouse. According to the St. Louis Post Dispatch, prosecutors may open his statements on Tuesday describing Norman as a money. He stands of trying to have his nephew killed and attempting to collect his life insurance money. Then, attorney Michael Leonard argued a different stance, claiming that the trial was paying his client as a concerned uncle and successful hope to confront but not hurt his nephew. Per the news act. As Black Enterprise previously reported, Andre Montgomery was 21 at the time of his death in 2016. He is the grandson of Robbie Montgomery, but this Robbie starred in the own reality show Welcome to Sweetie Pies, alongside his grandmother and uncle. Norman, Robbie's son, is charged with 2 counts of murder for hire conspiracy and 2 wire and for a conspiracy. The fraud includes his attempt to cash out $450,000 in forging life insurance policies he opened in his name. I opened with the assistant U.S. attorney, Gwendolyn Carroll, for prosecution. Focused on Norman's contribution and intent and the alleged fraud and suggested that to prove it is actually a very simple plan. Prosecution bring on text messages, jail recordings, location tracking, and money trails to Norman Hyde and Doc Dancer, Terry Dallas, to Big Montgomery outside where he was shot to death by Anthony Hill on Nashville Drive. Both alleged co-conspirators pleaded guilty and implicated Norman for paying thousands of dollars in the days of Montgomery's death. Prosecutors used these statements and guilty arguments. Additionally, insurance agent Carroll's Norman was before the killing, also pleaded. Leonard, Norman's defense attorney, argued that his client did not need the money and that he only took the life insurance policy out of fear. He was allegedly concerned that his nephew would get killed as of his aspiring rap career. Leonard also claimed that Norman's fame the finest things in life. Had as many cars as I've got fingers and thumbs, he said, adding that he was looking for his nephew to get back the loot he stole from his mother, not to kill him. Back in June 2015, Robert was reported at least $220,000 worth of cash. Was stolen while she was away. FBI agent for favor, it was at the trial that her grandson texted her and fear after the burglary. Comes after me or something. Andre messages to his grandmother. I'll be sitting in St. Louis. I know Tim got people looking at me. He left the area and promised to take a polygraph to the police and died for the area. They testified. Other texts came during Favor's testimony, and text to his cousin had been evicted from his apartment in St. Louis and had amassed $91,000 in monthly expenses. Welcome to Sweetie Pie on a break then. So no money coming in. Montgomery's mother also testified to the claim that she did not receive a phone call from him immediately after her son died. The trial is supposed to continue in next week. Wow. Your nephew died. You didn't call your sister to say your son is dead. So, life insurance policy on his nephew that was worth $450,000. I remember, early 90s, not early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, I think. I had a life insurance policy with, was it Allstate? It was a known, you know, insurance company, because I got through, got a Sears card, and I used the Sears card, and that's how I was paying it monthly through the Sears card. Yep. Like, my nephews do get on my time, but the point where I want to hire somebody to kill them. You understand? Not to the point where I want to hire somebody to kill them. And since his sister don't have the same last name, I think they have different daddies, so. But why was because he wanted to be a rapper and you knew him being a rapper, eventually he would lose his life. No rappers. And you know if he's convicted, they're throwing the book at him. He's going away for life. Now, I used to watch it. Welcome to Sweetie Pies. I used to watch that show. I know Ms. Robbie is my own son, my grandson. You know, to hear that your son is attempting to kill your grandson. I know she probably said, where did I go wrong as a mother? Once you growing out of your household, and the decisions they have ain't got nothing to do with you, pushing on you. I'm serious. If you are a grown person, once you move out your parents' house, what decisions you make in your life have nothing to do with your parents. So if you do something where you need your parents to bail you out, put yourself in that well, get yourself out of the mess. But, wow. I already know he getting the book. No damn license. What happened there? You hire someone to kill your own nephew for $450,000. Because I said when I got a life insurance policy on myself. My policy was worth $250,000. And that was how much My Life is Just Five was worth the right. And think people need numbers, they don't, you know, some tend to be body. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Let's see here. What? Wait a minute. Tamu is giving birth advice? Talking about Usher can battle in the verses? That's not happening. That's not happening. See, you have to, when doing the practice, you need to pick who matches what it matches you. Meaning, like, R. Kelly produces, sings, writes. R. Kelly doesn't really dance. So, sings, dances. I don't know if he writes, because I don't know if he writes, but he writes. So, it's something to balance, because you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to see what Tevin said. Tevin Cam, what says Tevin Cam battle Usher in the verse? The Cam we talk arguing why he thinks the matter makes sense. After talking to Posse and Usher's biggest residency, before his class and his Cam talk, is that King of R&B to challenge R. Kelly in verses. In a conversation with Team Gamble was asked who he believes can match Usher when it comes to photography for the music. I just thought Usher's great. He's a great artist. We all be kings and be great at what we do because of the king. He said before responding to things that would usher in the verses. There's R. Kelly. I'm not saying anybody can be up. Kelly has a lot of hits and he wrote all of them. He asked, when I think an R&B artist who has had a lot of hits, I think of R. Kelly, and not only his hits, he's written for so many people. Adding that the whole versus thing is in the competition. In case you missed it, okay. Usher is a triple things. Final also things and dance. So that would be a good matchup. Yep. That would be a good matchup. Not R. Kelly and Usher. So just think. A lot of Usher's hit songs are songs you can dance to. Let me see what time it is. Okay. Well, so I'll talk about what? It says I'm mobbed up for to take over 45 million bucks real estate empire. Wow. Let me share that with y'all. I'm from the Bronx. So, wow, this is crazy. It says here, it says, for a year, for a year, Mob Zion, Anthony Zotola, senior, sent Goon beat, stab, and find to his Lucchese associate by the shot. Dead in the Bronx, drive through. So, to take over the old man's $45 million empire, prosecutor said. When the deed was finally done in 2018, pull a 45 tax they just sent out the blue who made it happen. Assistant U.S. Attorney Dan Ash said on day one of the total federal trial on Tuesday. Okay, you have somebody help just to take over the empire? Because if that part of the world, you can get into the squad. Alright, sorry, y'all. How about that's funny. A bad California over refrigerator cake that's in the refrigerator. And that happened in California. Yeah, it's a lot. You chilling in your crib. You chilling in your house. Paying attention and seeing that the beer came in through the back door, whichever door was open. Hey, this is you walking in your house, like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, get me a piece of cake. I want me a piece of cake. You're going out first. One piece, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This thing, you made a cake for dessert for dinner. And you go to the kitchen. And you see a big-ass bear. Yeah, but silence, y'all. But I'm gonna call it a night. I really am gonna call it a night. I'm gonna call it a night. I will see you at the next show, which is the end of experience. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm gonna end y'all out there. You can hit me at 201-394 or @rosemary.net to get your music played. So I can take that and get your music played. I'm gonna say, love, I appreciate it, bye now.